So we have written a training guide for you to set up your own children's art club in your community with the aim to help your community to advertise your local authority as a highly creative local authority or area or child supportive community, which is establishing children's creative needs as a priority to being a safe, healthy city. Now, when your figures of youth activities are grim, and I look at your child policies for your city, I quite often see your child policies are about as good as roads, rent, rate, rates, rats. In fact, child policies are abysmal throughout New Zealand. You do far more for rugby or racing or beer than you do for children. I'm quite happy to discuss that with you. The goal to provide quality opportunities for children to do their own work, and they will work their butt off for their own work, and to provide excellent teaching for them, teaching which does not tell them what to do. Because remember, children are in advance of us. They know what they want to do. And they have to make their own mistakes anyway, because we say, you know, you learn from your mistakes. And then to model club membership as a good citizen, to share your talents. We support schools. We know how hard it is to work with youth. We know how hard it is to be a parent. We know how hard it is for community groups to get funds. But if we don't understand our highly motivated, creative children and their out-of-school needs, we are not helping children at all. Children are often just left with volunteers who babysit them and really do not develop that child or their relationship or the child's full potential. So we run a gallery and a studio, and in the studio it's a workhouse, and children do work so very, very hard, because if they only come to their club once a week, they won't abuse it. They will be doing very hard work on their project. We've seen some children do work which have astonished us. A small boy who was deeply in trouble with his school for not concentrating, we discovered had collected geckos and knew about the 48 species of geckos in New Zealand, and came to the facilitator and said, they're changing the law in the country. I would like to go down to the parliament and tell them a few things that I've found out that are very important for the geckos of this country. And the art house facilitator said, yes, why not go down to Parliament? And did. And at 12, that child changed the laws for the geckos. Geckos like little lizard in New Zealand. But couldn't do it at school. I know a boy, rather large, whose father was a very famous boxer. And his father wanted his son to box like him and to play rugby, and neither of those things interested this child. He wanted to paint every day. He loved painting. He was not allowed to paint every day. He ended up with a very nasty physical fight with his head teacher and was sent to the special education unit, which at that point I was running, because my qualifications have been in creative education and special education of talented children. So I said, well, look, let's have an exhibition. How long do you think it's going to take you to get some paintings together? 12 weeks, he said, just like that, 12 weeks. I said, well, that's your corner over there. Come every day if you can. The taxi brought him every day because he couldn't go to school any longer. He had his exhibition at the university. The very first painting was sold for $1,000. Within 3/4 of an hour, he had made $8,000 for his work, and he has become a well-known artist now in his 30s, carving beautiful furniture, which he usually picks up at the art opportunity shops, and carves and paints up and makes a great deal of money, which entitles him to spend about 3 months every year around the world looking at art. He is a pacifist and a humanitarian anyone would like to meet, but he was presented as a very violent and difficult child because he said, "I just want to paint. I can't help it. I get very angry if people stop me." Well, he was vocal and a very good example of some of the type of things that happen to highly motivated children. We know that children will raise funds for their club. There's always an art advocate in a club who just loves doing things for art, who will arrange sausage sizzles and make some money on Saturday and say, "Anyone who wants to join me, I'm going to be on the street on Saturday, and we'll make some money for the art club." Getting adults to raise money for children is almost useless. I mean, you can always just go and gamble at lottery or do something like that. That's not good enough. That's no way forward. If we let children learn how to raise funds for their own community, for their own clubhouse, they will treat it as a treasure house, like Tutankhamun's tomb, they think it is. And it's a home where they discover so much more about their dream, about their ability to invent, to discover, and to explore. We believe we need to teach children how to talk about art, because unfortunately, especially in this country, it's New Zealand I'm speaking in at the moment, we've been pretty good at encouraging sport and thinking, rah, 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 but ha, 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 let's talk about art. Learning to say one simply good thing about someone's creativity is the first step forward. We cannot put each other's talent down. We have the rule of being kind to each other and loving art. And why do we love art? Because we are the creative species. We are born to be creative. The first thing we do as little children, babies, we have to explore, discover, touch, feel, move. We are creators. Animals are not creatives. They didn't create this room and all the things in it. We are creators and we create to survive.